Proclamation number 7578 of 16th of April, 1960. Mental drought. The spiritual drought is spread alarmingly, and everywhere the influx of the living water is resisted. And even if my messengers spread my word everywhere, it rarely enters the hearts and fertilizes them. It is often only listened to with the ears or read according to the letters, but the heart remains untouched by it. There is great spiritual hardship. The fields lie fallow. No little plant thrives on them because it is not fertilized by the water of life. And therefore my word also remains dead. It does not awaken to life without love. And people go towards the end. They don't know what this great spiritual hardship means for them. They don't know that the soul must have found life when the human being's physical life has ended, otherwise it will remain in a state of death for endless times again. The spiritual drought is frightening, and yet could be remedied so easily. For I continuously let the living water flow, and all places could absorb it and become a garden of Eden. For my water of life possesses this power to transform arid places into fertile land. But people feel at ease in the drought. They lack nothing and therefore don't accept anything which could contribute towards the transformation. And my divine flow of love flows constantly. But only a few are under its effective strength. Only a few submerge themselves in this flow of love and recover to new life. But where my flow of love is resisted, its strength will also remain ineffective, and the human being will walk along in dry step and be unable to draw a refreshing drink from anywhere. For Satan walks through the world and prevents people from receiving the blessings of my love. He represents to them the path that leads to the source. He presents them with a mirage which they strive towards and never reach the aim. My adversary determines people's will, and they obey him wherever they could resist him. And when my messengers offer the water of life, he whispers empty words into their ears, and they pay no attention to what my messengers bring them. And he has this power over people because they are without love, otherwise they would also possess the strength to resist, and they would already be helped if their will turned away from him. And in this spiritual adversity I would like to come to their aid again, as I once did when I descended to earth. I only want to direct people's eyes to the act of salvation, to Jesus' death on the cross. I want them to remember him and take refuge in him, who alone can help them. For I also accomplished the act of salvation for these people, and I would also like to help them to life of the soul, but their own will is required. They must feel their spiritual drought to be agonizing and long for the water of life. They must call to me in Jesus Christ. They must take notice of my word and thus allow themselves to be addressed by me. They must want the seed to sprout in their hearts and bear fruit. They must want to become blessed, so that they do not remain in death but attain life. They must want to rise from the dead. As soon as this will is fulfilled, they will surely escape death. Because then I will be able to influence their thoughts, because then they will deal with life after death in their thoughts, and because then they will no longer pass by the source of the water of life, but the soul will long for the drink which awakens it to life. And then the spiritual drought will be remedied, then the soul will not need to fear falling prey to eternal death, then it will be fed and watered. It will come to life and will now no longer lose this life eternally. Amen.